is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. We have you loud and clear aboard the International Space Station. I think I heard that first question is, what would you have to do to become an astronaut someday? And that's, you're doing exactly what you should be doing, is at camp learning leadership and teamwork from the other girls that you're with there at the camp. And then I would encourage you to find something you love to do, and hopefully it's in the area of math, science, or engineering, or technology. And because if you love doing it and you study hard, you're going to be very, very good at what you do. And that, coupled with the teamwork and leadership skills you're learning with your teammates there, will help you to become the very best you can be. Hi, Heather. That's a great question. Right now we have 6 people on board the space station. We have 3 Russians, Russian cosmonauts, and 3 American astronauts. And I'm the only male American astronaut on board. The other 2 astronauts from NASA and the U.S. are women. And so a lot of opportunities for young ladies as well. Hey, Lillian, that's a great question as well. Well, the place you should go is a place where you can study, study the area of study that you'd like to study in, whether it's leadership or some sort of technology or a math or science. And there are lots and lots of schools across the U.S. and across Canada that offer those type of programs. And usually the astronauts that are selected have maybe like a master's degree level of training, and so there's several years of school, but if you're doing what you love, it's really a lot of fun. Very, very, very good question. Well, the most important things that you're learning and that you're experiencing in scouting is the area of teamwork and leadership, because I'll tell you, it'd be impossible. This job would be impossible to do by yourself, and so you need to be able to know how to build a team, how to rally a team and train a team, and then also how to lead, and also to be a good follower as well. So you're learning all great skills in scouting that would help you to become an astronaut. Hell, great question. And you have to tie yourself down. We use a lot of Velcro on board the space station, and we have a sleeping bag. You can get inside the sleeping bag and put Velcro straps around you to hold you in place, because if you just went floating and fell asleep, I'm not sure where you'd end up. Probably not in the same place where you fell asleep, though. But great question. Sierra, great question. And we have handrails on the walls and on the ceilings and floor, and so you kind of control yourself with your hands and your arms and propel yourself in each module. But there are some modules that are really big, and so you can't reach the sides if you're stuck in the middle. So and we call that timeout. And I told Shannon Walker and Tracy Caldwell that if they misbehave, I'll put them in timeout where they can't reach the handles on the side. Kathleen, that's a great question as well. We do wear shoes when we're running on the treadmill and also when we're exercising on our machine. But most of the time when we're not exercising, we just wear socks on our feet. And so we really just wear shoes when we're exercising. Great question. And yes, we do. We have our own special sleep station. It's called just a little bunk room. It's about the size of a phone booth. I don't know if you guys remember what a phone booth is like. I don't know if they have phone booths anymore, but it's about that big. And so you don't have a lot of space, but it's all usable because everything is floating. You can use the ceiling and the floor. We use bungee, a lot of bungees, to tie things down, and also Velcro. And so usually our sleep stations are lined with Velcro so we can attach things to the walls. Good question as well. Yes, we in our little bedrooms, they're very small, but we have a light in there as well, and you can turn it off as soon as you're ready to go to sleep. And then we also turn the lights down in the different modules that are on the space station. We leave a couple of very small, like, night lights on so you can get around if you need to get up in the middle of the evening. Oh, well, we can't go outside to take the garbage out for sure. So what we do is we put it in rubber-lined bags, and then we put those smaller bags into a bigger bag, and resupply capsule, and that that actually will leave at different periods of time, and it burns up in the atmosphere, and so our trash actually burns up in the atmosphere when it returns to the planet.